Imagine a major foreign cyber attack hitting the United States. Cyber Command would be on the job, right? Well, actually, no one knows. The Government Accountability Office finds the Pentagon still hasn't drawn clear lines of authority to determine who would be in charge of the military cyber forces in the event of an attack against the United States' critical infrastructure. But DOD says it's putting meat on the bones of policies that would clarify the situation. We get more from Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu.
In a report earlier this month, GAO found that even though helping defend the homeland against cyber attack is one of the three primary missions of U.S. Cyber Command, there's still no formal DOD guidance laying out exactly which military command would be in charge of supporting civilian authorities if indeed there were a cyber attack against civilian critical infrastructure. GAO says there's ongoing uncertainty because some defense planning documents say it's U.S. Cyber Command, others say it's U.S. Northern Command, the combatant command with geographic responsibilities covering the U.S. Defense officials say they're working to iron out those discrepancies. 2 weeks ago, NORTHCOM and CyberCOM officials met in Colorado Springs to begin to clear up roles and responsibilities, although final policies are still a work in progress. Nonetheless, Lieutenant General Kevin McLaughlin argues the two organizations are prepared to work together today in the event of a domestic cyber incident, despite some confusion in written policy documents.
Well, I will tell you, we really haven't done it. We haven't had to execute one of those. We are working hard to make sure that if it happened, cyber forces would just fold in like we do in other domains. We would always be, in our view, at Cyber Command. While we might be responsible for executing within some framework the cyber part of a response, we would always be doing that in support of either a lead federal agency. And we would fold in with U.S. Northern Command. We would probably have a strong relationship, likely, with the Department of Homeland Security, depending on whoever was designated lead. So there's been a lot of discussion that, you know, we don't know how to do this, or there's disconnects there. I don't think that's the case at all. I think we know how we would do it. We are making sure that if in the event that it happens, we're ready to execute.
DOD says the military response to a cyber incident would fall under the rubric of defense support to civil authorities, a mechanism DOD routinely uses on request to help states and other federal agencies with domestic emergencies, including natural disasters. GAO says it's unclear which organization would be, in the military's lexicon, the supported command versus the supporting command in a cyber incident, though. But Rear Admiral Dwight Shepard, the chief of cyberspace operations at Northern Command, says there's no question that Cyber Command and the Joint Force Headquarters DOD Information Networks would do most of the heavy lifting.
I mean, that's where the experts are going to be at to tackle that problem. I could tell you from a NORAD NORTHCOM perspective, we're really good at hurricanes, tornadoes, but we're not capable, truthfully, to tackle a cyber event. So we, in my mind, would be supporting of CyberCom or GFH Keith Dodin, along with coordinating and synchronizing with Department of Homeland Security or FEMA or the tags or the states. So we would take those authorities that reside there and we'll use those. But we still got a little bit more work in defining authorities. I mean, legislation and those sort of things has kind of always been behind cyber and it still is. So we're still trying to play catch up on the legislation piece. We're working through the authorities piece through CyberCom, and I think we got the right folks heading in the right direction on help defining that challenge.
And McLaughlin of Cyber Command says anyone concerned that there would be confusion over roles and responsibilities in the event of an attack should take comfort in the fact that DOD, states, and civilian agencies now routinely train for an attack against critical infrastructure via an annual exercise called Cyber Guard. The first exercise in 2012 involved only U.S. Cyber Command, DHS, the FBI, and the National Guard. By last year, it had grown to 100 organizations, mostly government, but also representatives from information sharing and analysis centers representing the financial services and electric utility sectors.
We run that as a command, but it really is a broad interagency exercise. It's usually a non-DOD scenario. Department of Homeland, you know, we have lots of federal agencies that are there, multiple combatant commands, industry, states, total force, that we're practicing and teeing up any areas where we need refined policy or procedures so that we can respond to a national emergency, you know, an attack or an event of significant consequence for the DOD. So I do think we know how to do this, and we are plugged in with the parts of the DOD that do it for a living in all the domains. And hopefully we will never have to do it, but I think history tells us there will be an event in the future where the cyber part of that broader response is going to be part of what we do. And I think we're we're postured to do that.
As for DOD's own infrastructure, the department argues that recent policy changes have put it in a much better position to respond to an attack that compromised its networks and to ferret out potential vulnerabilities ahead of time. Until recently, Cybercom had no official authority to order security fixes on military networks. That changed in a recent policy memo by the Secretary of Defense, and from there, the authority was delegated to the Joint Force Headquarters DOD Information Networks. Lieutenant General Alan Lynn is the director of the Defense Information Systems Agency and the commander of Joint Force Headquarters Doden.
I have the authorities that I need to direct changes to the Department of Defense Information Network in total. Mm-hmm. Before, we could never do that. So with the interesting part is on the DISA side of the hat, I'm responsible for the DISN, mm-hmm. which is the connective tissue to the services and the agencies. As the Doden commander on my other hat, I have the authorities to direct changes to the network for better protection of the network all the way down to the services and the agencies. When there's issues on the network and we see a vulnerability, we're able to pivot off of that and shoot that down to everybody at one time so they all know, okay, this is a change that needs to take place right away. And then we characterize how important is it to change it like right now. Without getting too much detail, that's what I can tell you.
But in any case, those are not suggestions. Those are
no,
thou shalt.
Those are not suggestions. That's correct. But everybody's playing, you know, they all understand how critical it is and how important it is to defend the network. So it's not like you're getting any pushback at all. It's collaborative, and not only do we give direction, we also provide additional support when it's necessary. So it really is a win-win between us and the services, and it's goodness.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.
Share this interview with colleagues. Go to FederalNewsRadio.com/FederalDrive and click Share with Friends.